Not another podcast.
Not another podcast. Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Right.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Cause I told you.
Samantha.
I am gonna have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
Where are my pants?
We'll just start it out like that.
Yeah.
The eternal quest, man's quest for pants.
Honey, where are my pants?
The Lifetime documentary.
Okay, so we've returned. It's now 2016.
Finally. It feels like it's been a year.
It really does.
Yeah.
It feels like that every time we do the show.
Bryce, I noticed you got a lot more facial tattoos than the last time I saw you.
Well.
How was prison this time around?
I made it my bitch. Just say
you
that.
The entire
that was very abrupt. It was just like, and.
That's all
what's
the
really sad
you
is
get.
You just pointed out something that's not going to happen in the final edits.
Sweet.
So for no reason,
we'll leave the mystery. We'll leave the mystery.
Just like his prison sentence.
Dementia yeah. Just since the, just come on people at this point.
Well, that's what happens when you take over a wildlife refugee.
Yeah.
Place.
Oh, man.
So wait, yeah. are these Muslim birds? Is that why they're refugees? Is that why they need their own little place?
Yes.
Because I find it's weird that birds need...
It's a mosque refuge.
Oh, okay.
My buddy sent me this link. There's this news outlet in Taiwan that animates all of their stories, and they animated this, and it's fucking hilarious. I'll send you guys the link. Actually, let me pull it up now. I'll make you guys watch it now.
I had heard the Al-Qaeda and all that stuff.
Vanilla ISIS.
I was working the morning show, and the anchor wrote in, because we have a little text box that we share
mm-hmm.
to pass notes and call this person, you know, that sort of thing. And he wrote,
put your pants on.
ISIS, and I'd never heard that before. And I was laughing so hard that he couldn't do the next news break because he could see me laughing, and it kept making him laugh. So, and then I wrote it in the text box. Yeah, I love that song, ISIS, ISIS, baby. It was
stop, collaborate, and do as I say.
Yeah, where is it?
I thought that was the funniest one, so that's what I call him. Did you guys hear when they made the big news conference and they were begging for snacks?
Yes.
Yeah, like of all the things to...
Larry, you had one job!
We got rocket launchers, we got AR-15s, we've got every possible conceivable right. kind of firearm. No one brought jerky. Which is
could
the traditional,
someone,
you know...
Could someone bring us right. Funyuns? Okay, here we go.
So this is the Taiwanese animation talking about... It's subtitled at the bottom. I'll send it to you guys and we'll link it. But they're talking about this whole... about the takeover.
I love the giant Kodiak.
And they're spitting on each other. This is what other countries think about us.
Young guns.
They fucking drop the gun a lot.
Well, you know what's sad?
They call him Al-Qaeda, too, which is fucking awesome.
You know what's really sad is this isn't too far from...
What's going on? Yeah.
If we had more news outlets like that in the States, I think...
People would pay more attention.
Yeah.
I love how they make them like Muslims.
They're pretty well coordinated, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it gets funnier because then they start talking about what it would happen if they were black people that took over the refugee place.
Oh my God, that's been all over the news.
Or if they were like, Muslim.
Like if these, if they.
The fat FBI agents playing.
The Farva from Super Troopers.
Yeah.
Went to
so
the FBI.
This is if they were black, they'd just shoot them.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
If they were Muslim,
they'd blow them up.
They'd
yeah.
nuke.
Then they'd
orbit.
Fucking blow them up.
Yeah.
From passenger planes, apparently.
No, I think they'd use the they bring back the Patriot missile. Remember that from Desert Shield?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
With like the missiles with the camcorder and the nose
yeah,
cone.
Yeah, so you could watch and see the
as they die.
Of the people right before it hit.
They could
how
carp-
old am I? I'm just
they'll just carpet bomb them.
Does anybody even use that term anymore? A camcorder.
A cam what?
You just skipped over that? It. You're the one who brought it.
It's a camera.
What's
but it's also a quarter.
What's this tape that I hear of?
This
sounds very inconvenient.
I still have no idea what VHS stands for. I'm 39 years old. I've never learned what VHS stands for.
Very
hairy snacks.
Scrotum.
There we go. Very hairy scrotum.
It's video. I'm not sure what the H is, but I think it's video something.
Hate. Video hate system. Not a bad band name, actually. Video
no,
hate
not.
System.
All right.
Yeah. Let's go to
vertical helical scan.
I can see why they went with the acronym. Yeah, do you have that
you
vertical...
You guys want to watch a vertical helical scan?
Oh, do you have the vertical helical...
Do you have the vertical helical scan player?
You have a very hairy scrotum...
So you know what, Gary, let's just call fucking VHS.
VHS.
I'm sick of these assholes coming in here.
We're
and
done.
Can't say the fucking words.
I'm just fucking
Jesus.
Fuck it.
Here is Adam's Family Values. Get out of my fucking store. Jesus. Wept on the cross.
Okay, so...
All right, let's get to
speaking
the
of vertical,
brass
vertical scans or movies. See what I did there? That's
right.
Got a little hand.
That,
nice,
that was
nice
a good
segue.
Seg. Bryce was trying to seg, too, but... I
was just going to fucking... I was just going to throw at it.
We said... beginning of December, the last show we were all together that yeah. we were not going to do a show.
Which I don't think you actually posted, by the way.
Did it not go
you
up?
You posted the commentary, but we never got the actual episode.
So all this
so is they're curious as to why we haven't been here.
You know
all
I'll
one person.
Post it.
And the thing is, I actually know we have one listener because one of the guys I work with listens to us.
Here
well,
we
can't disappoint that one guy.
Ironically enough, he is also a part of Vanilla ISIS. So.
He's, I mean, he's the one that sends me all this shit.
He's the one who forgot to pack snacks.
But I've got all the Not Another Podcast. If you guys,
he sent me like a dozen I forgot to pack snack things about them. Let me see if I can pull up some
you know,
of the funniest
one
ones.
You know, there's one guy, Yal Qaeda, just getting, he's still getting glares when he's doing his patrols and stuff.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah, one job. Just one job.
I imagine them making like a Costco run the night before. So they've got like skids of all kinds of delicious, yummy foods. And
no snack mountain.
No snack. I wish I knew how
did
to
did
eat.
Did you see the one?
Wait. I wish I knew how to eat you. Thank you. Had to get that one
did
out.
Did you see the one, though? They're doing the Yal Qaeda humane traps. It's like a giant
snack
box
cakes
with a
door.
Yeah, it's got some
snack cakes. Now eat everything on your plate, young lady. There are terrorists starving to death in Oregon, you know.
That's fucking hilarious. I'm gonna tell that to my daughter. You better eat this all.
There's
up.
Some terrorists, and the thing that gets me the most about it is they want to end this all peacefully. They fucking took over a federal building.
Yeah. Even though
they
like,
need
oh.
to go to prison.
Well, and here's the other
and they
thing.
Keep just saying,
yeah,
go home.
Made of bullets.
Go home. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they need to.
Here's the other thing.
They should be
none of those
drafted in the
Oregon.
War against ISIS. I know.
They're
they all
from
came from fucking
Nevada.
Nevada.
Yeah. So how the fuck are they an Oregon militia?
Well,
they're
no,
not.
Oh, they're a militia and they're in Oregon.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no federal building to take over in Nevada.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
They've already taken
it's
them
just,
all over.
It's just desert.
Yeah,
and casinos.
But no, even though because I brought it up to a couple of people and they're just like, well, yeah, it's just it is a federal building, but it's like a federal building in the middle of nowhere.
It doesn't matter.
Fucking matter.
It's still a federal
you
building.
You can't if you smoke weed on federal property. You can be in a public. You can be in a state park.
Yeah.
Get caught smoking weed, you go to fucking prison.
What's yeah. worse is they're proving all the people from Black Lives Matter right.
Yeah.
Because they should have just stormed it and
yeah.
shot every single one of those.
Well, they waited to shut off the water and the power and stuff, too. That would have been the first thing I'd done.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking.
Oh, we're going to get.
Right.
Wait, they're white?
You know what else
okay.
I'd do?
Get the megaphone. We'll negotiate.
I'd build a fucking wall around them with one exit. And if they want to get out, they can surrender.
Yeah.
They leave, they're not getting back in.
And that doorway leads right into a giant room just filled with rape.
Yes.
Just nothing but wall to wall.
No, it's just full
ceiling.
Of Muslims.
Yeah.
No. You put a bunch of really horny rhinos high on
I see what you did there because they got the
yeah.
horns. Yeah, I see what you did there. That's pretty clever.
Ba-dum-tsh.
And let them all get rhino ass raped.
Yeah, they just get like carried around by their anuses, just like, you know, like hood ornaments
their
on a
decorations.
Rhino.
Yeah.
When they run the rhinos,
you see the rhinos talking later. I gotta upgrade this model. He's a piece of shit.
No, yeah.
Make the damn run. Stop running.
12-year-old black kid in a park with a toy gun, Police show up and he's shot within 12 seconds. These guys have had days upon days days of patience.
Over a week.
Media coverage.
Yeah.
And people coming out being like, they're just patriots. You know, let's send them.
No, they're not. They're fucking terrorists.
Yeah.
They do not.
This is an act of treason is what this is.
They do not speak for anybody.
And it's the same fuckers. It's the same fuckers that
the community wants them out.
The community is like.
They had a town hall meeting and they asked them, these militiamen said,
like, if they tell us to go home, we'll go home.
Go home.
Okay, go home.
Nah, we're going to hang out. We'll hang out for a little while.
We got this order coming from Trader Joe's. Yeah. It should be here any minute now. Yeah.
Some really nice birds are going to be coming through.
That we will kill because we're starving to death.
Gary's got a few in his bird watching book he needs to check off.
Ooh, a red-breasted, you know, gutter snatch. Ooh. Very rare in this.
You find those at truck stops.
Yeah.
Well, not at wildlife refuge.
Oh, the flying lot lizard. Yeah, it's also very popular.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, these guys, I mean, and it's the same fuckers that are touting these people as, like, you know, they're just patriots, they're just Americans that love liberty so much that they just got enough of the government telling them what to do. These are the same fuckers that'll be like, but we won't let refugees from a war-torn fucking country on
fuck
our fucking soil.
Your house is burned down, fuck you, you can live outside.
You
take over a wildlife refuge like the rest of us.
Yeah. You watch everyone in your family be fucking
headed. You don't have
those
opportunities and rights? Well, that sucks that you weren't born American.
Yeah.
Sucks to be you.
Fucking dumbasses.
You were just a little few shades wider.
We talked about this probably a month ago, but I want to bring it up because it's kind of big news. Either of you happen to catch Obama's speech about gun control?
I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Where he like actually shed tears.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And people are all coming out, he's acting and all this bullshit. My question to those people is, what does it serve him to actually appear vulnerable?
Yeah.
President needs to
He has to be the strong face of America.
This guy actually broke down his walls.
Because he's very passionate about this.
Yeah, and understandably.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that I don't think what he's proposing is going to work. I've been listening to a lot of the
what he's trying to do. He's trying to do what he can while he's here to even stop one shooting. But the problem is, there's so many guns that it's not hard to get one.
Yeah.
The thing is,
they
need to be locked up. That's the problem that it comes down to, is people don't lock them up correctly. Because a fucking gun safe is expensive.
Yeah.
They should be doing some subsidies to get people to get gun safes.
I saw a
Lego should come out with
the Lego gun safe. Did you see the new TV that you can build like Legos?
What?
Yeah. So it's like little Lego quote unquote pieces that you stick together.
You saw that, right?
And they connect. They connect and they can make a bigger TV.
You're from the same company who makes Nerf guns.
Yeah.
You get
Lego.
Nerf.
It's not Nerf. It's the knockoff Nerf.
I'm sorry, but the slogan is, it's Nerf or you're a fucking homeschooled weirdo. Get the fuck out of my sandlot.
If you're homeschooled, you don't have a gun. Yeah. Who are you? Well, actually, probably. Your parents probably.
If anything, you've got a cache of guns somewhere.
You came out of the womb and your dad gave you an AK.
Get out there and get shooting.
Son. Oh, wait, sorry. It's got to be an AR. AK isn't very American.
No. Yeah. We don't cotton on to them Russian guns.
AK stands for American Killer. AR-15 stands for American Fighter.
There was a Republican a Republican gun enthusiast, and I think a member of the NRA. I'd have to check. But he came out.
It's pronounced NARA.
He came out and blasted the NRA and every gun enthusiast, saying, "No, the president's right. We as responsible gun owners should want better background checks."
Yes,
exactly.
Guns. Exactly.
I mean, that's the whole thing, is the people that are...
They're not taking their guns away.
No.
That's what they're doing at
and
all.
And that's what the knee-jerk reaction is every fucking time.
Well, that's
it's
the Republican
even proposed
propaganda.
That if you even so much as slightly hint at the idea of, like, well, I know this isn't going to solve the problem, but if it helps prevent or makes
one
it more
shooting.
Difficult
yeah.
one shooting... Why the fuck would you not want to get behind it? Because they're taking our guns. No,
they're not.
If you, seriously, if the idea of having a background check done, of mental health issues,
yeah,
making it more difficult for you to buy a gun. If you think that is immediately saying they're taking our fucking guns away, you
you're
need to
stupid.
Be fucking
yeah.
tested the for thing, mental fucking illness.
The you guys thing see I Jim think Jeffries blast America on gun control.
Yeah, well that
dude,
that was from
like,
a stand-up special he did many years ago, but it has never been more
dead
public.
On.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, the
like if they can't take your guns because
You've got the
guns.
Fucking guns.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like they're like, all right, well, all the bullets just don't work now because yeah. Obama flipped the switch in the White House.
See, that's what
gunpowder
I think they should
do. Off.
I think anyone should
it's
be able
useless.
To get a gun.
Yeah.
You
should ammo
be able to go down to Walmart or
yeah,
wherever and just get a gun.
I've heard that.
The bullets need to be fucking impossible. To
that
get.
Was a kid. That was a Chris Rock bit about how, like, you know,
yeah.
guns aren't the problem. Bullets are the fucking problem.
Yeah.
Make a bullet $500 each.
Each. Yeah.
And I guarantee fucking to you.
And then text the shit out of it.
Motherfuckers will be like, I'm going to think twice before I'm like, I'm going to shoot this place. Nah, I just don't have that kind of money.
$500, man.
I mean, I got my rent coming. I got a car payment. You motherfuckers are lucky. Well, and I love the other argument, too, where it's just like, well, you know, if it's not guns, people kill each other with all kinds of stuff. I'm like, yeah, but when's the last time you heard about a guy brandishing a broadsword?
A mass knifing?
Yeah. Just like going full-on Braveheart and claymoring
well,
a bunch
I'm
of fucking...
Gonna.
Yeah, well... And the first time it happens, like, oh, Jim called it. This is this fucking freakazoid.
Nostradamus? What?
Called it!
But... Thank I you. Think I think in addition to the expanded background
a
checks,
mass bow and arrow,
a Boeing. They
so
need
Renaissance Fair got pushed just a little too far.
He ran through the crowd with his halberd.
He was killed in a
swinging
hail of
left
arrows.
And right.
It took 45 minutes.
Background checks on bows.
You know, I think
no one can have a stick
because I was gonna say it's gonna go farther and more ridiculous, like. Trees are the fucking. If we get rid of the goddamn.
Burn them all!
You can't take our trees. We're Americans, goddammit. Swiss
it's
Family Robinson.
Fault.
Swiss Family Robinson.
If it wasn't for us drilling for oil, getting that petroleum.
No,
to
it's
make
big
the
pharma.
Plastic arrow.
God, it's big pharma. All right.
Well, of course. Yeah.
No,
God.
It's dead dinosaurs. You just touched on.
Speaking
it.
Of big pharma, the bro who bought the drug company.
Prison. Fuck yeah.
God bless it.
That fucking douchebag.
And you know, like.
Karma's a bitch, asshole.
I hope he can't afford his medicine when he gets AIDS.
Whatever. Yeah, I was going to say, whatever prison he goes to, they're going to be...
Oh, like, you know he's getting fucked.
The guy that has, like, the worst AIDS. Like the,
no,
the fucking,
he's going to make friends because...
The Tom Hanks at the end of Philadelphia AIDS.
He can probably suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
The last Wu-Tang album. I'm the only
no,
one.
No, no, no. The government's going to take it.
Yeah.
Because he's going to lose everything.
No, that piece of... Fucking shit! I'm so
Karma
happy.
Is such a
I know
bitch.
That refilled like one like molecule of my faith in humanity.
Yeah.
Like I was so on a downward slide. And I'm just like,
if
we
I
are
heard,
just gonna be fucking.
If I heard correctly, the company that now owns it, that's not him, said that they're dropping the price back down.
Yeah. Well, I heard. There was another company that made a similar product. They're gonna like
yeah.
sell for a buck. Fuck
oh,
and
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Checkmate,
and he got like
douche.
All pissed.
Yeah.
And this was, like, just a couple weeks, like, he was raising shit, and a couple weeks later, yeah, you've been committing fraud.
Fuck you.
You need to come with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a
yeah.
Dick.
And it's just, I'm glad to
what
see that for
shit.
Once, there was a great meme on you on Facebook not too long ago that just said, you know Monopoly's an old game because there's a luxury tax and rich people can go to jail.
Yeah.
Like, that just doesn't happen nowadays.
Yeah.
But, no, it just, I've... Especially after hearing the story about this kid who his parents were fucking crazy rich and connected and everything else. He was 14 at the time. Had been
oh, the affluenza kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that kid, man.
Yeah, the kid who basically, like, well,
he never learned
right from wrong.
Yeah.
Guess where the fuck you're going to learn that? At the end of Bubba's dick
yeah.
is where you're going to learn what the fuck wrong
well,
is supposed
really
to feel
bad
like.
What's is the people responsible for teaching him right and wrong, his mom?
Yeah.
Took him across the border
yeah.
to protect him.
Guess what? She's going to prison. I guess she complained about the accommodations in the
oh.
prison. And the sheriff was like, it's a prison, not a resort.
You know, if this is how it's going to be for our entire state, I don't know why anyone comes here. Okay, this is the worst hotel ever.
The funniest
Wait till you read my scathing Yelp review of fucking this jail. Well, and that's that. What pisses me off even more, though, is the fact that even when the bad guys lose and they have to fucking pay for their sins, they don't go to federal pound you in the ass Oz fucking
prison.
Oh,
he's
prison.
Going there.
No, they,
Oh, he's going there now. There,
but
yeah,
she's not. She's going to end up in fucking.
No, I think
the
I think
that Martha Stewart would
No, I think they're going to throw the book at her pretty damn hard for helping him run. But it sounds like he's going to get at least 10 years for breaking his probation.
Who else should get fucking thrown in fucking prison is the goddamn judge. The judge that went along with the fucking bullshit story. Like, he should have laughed in the face of the fucking lawyer.
That judge should not be... He should be fined, but he shouldn't be thrown in jail. Who should be thrown in jail is the fucking lawyer who came up with the affluenza.
That's their fucking job, though.
I know.
And I don't understand how you can be like, you know what I'm going to do one day? I'm going to just hate myself so much for a living. I'm going to hate myself for a fucking living. And I'm going to find the most shittiest, most worthless, sex offendery, pedophilish fucking...
I guess Jared had the wrong lawyer.
Yeah. I heard the big pharma bro, he's hired that guy to be his lawyer.
He's going to need him.
You bet that every guy...
Johnny Cochran's still alive? No? Okay, who got the...
Who got that kid off? Yeah.
You know, it's just like, honestly, I really hope that every guy that ends up raping Jared makes a $5 footlong joke while he's just like, okay, you know what? The rape isn't that bad, but could we just please...
Stop! I don't work for Subway now. God damn it!
So over this fucking got really $5.
$5. $5.
You're just fucking kill me. Just fucking. You know what? I've got five different types of chlamydia for my anus right now. That's fine. That's totally fine. But that fucking jingle.
It's crying mayonnaise.
Hey Jared, let's see how much of this footlong you can fit in your mouth all at once.
What was the other jingle they had? You got it made. You got it made at Subway.
I just showered, so this is nice and fresh, boy. Eat it!
You want your choice of meats?
Ain't no sauce on this one.
All the condiments are free.
And it only comes in one flavor.
Oh, I got some Italian bread from the cafeteria to wrap it in for you.
We're starting 2016 strong, guys. Just gonna throw that ball in your court.
Let's get focused now.
Okay.
Bryce really wants to talk about it. Look at the shirt he's wearing.
I did purposely pick this shirt out.
Oh, I did. I thought that was like a Judeo-Christian band or something. Yeah. Like, you know, the Kylo Ren.
It's called the Temper Tantrums.
Seriously, I've never seen a more bitchy Sith Lord in my life.
He's not a Sith.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Because Sith are fucking badass, and they can control their shit.
He's a Knight of Ren.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I prefer a Knight of Skimpy.
If you haven't seen Star Wars already, first, you're a punk-ass bitch.
Yeah. Because that's just
This guy at work. I've been pushing him for the last 2 weeks to see Star Wars, and I told him today I'm going to start spoiling it. He's had over a month. Yeah, he's had over a month. He has 2 tickets to go see it for free. All he has to do is get his ass up there.
What the fuck?
I would start making like wild accusations.
Started last week. We started telling him that Chewbacca gets shot in the face. Darth Maul comes back riding Jar Jar Binks because he's sewed to his
Jabba
back.
Jabba the Hutt's son stole the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, yeah. So I started saying some random shit.
Jared the Hutt.
And I told him. I started telling him just this crazy shit. And I'm like, and the funny part is, you won't know if any of this is true.
Until you watch the goddamn movie.
Okay.
First of all, I want to say thank you to James for sending me the bootleg link, which is how I was able to see the film. I still want to see it on the big screen. But I thought it was hilarious that watching this bootleg, the part the one guy's just like, they're talking about there's someone recording the movie right now, and then you see people's, it's like Mystery Science Theater at a couple points because you see people's heads at the bottom of the screen.
Oh, you need to go back. They've put up a cleaner version.
Oh.
It's the same video, but I think they've managed to take out some of the audience audio.
Is it the one where the opening crawl is all in Spanish?
No, they fixed that too.
Okay. I thought that was fucking hilarious. I'm just like, fuck, I'm trying to like...
¿De dónde es usted?
¿Dónde está Luke Skywalker? ¿Cuánto cuesta la Millennium
Falcon?
That
would have been great if the whole movie had been in Spanish.
Broken high school Spanish.
There's poor Jim. It's like, I get to see the movie, but I don't understand
a thing going on. Did you guys see it? Shattered Avatar? As the
top-earning
movie.
It's surpassed everything.
And it's still going.
It's a month. We went and saw it like a week ago, maybe two, for the second time, and it was sold out still. They were showing still sold out almost after a month of being out.
Clown shoes. And fucking, it's just a text message. It's not like it rang.
It was
or
a bicycle.
Yeah.
He forgot his baguette.
Mr. Jim!
Mr. Jim!
Just leave that poor woman alone. She's been through enough. God
oh,
damn.
God. I gotta.
Okay, so this
I'm pretty sure
be...
I showed you this, but I gotta find it again.
Everything
it's
from here
hilarious.
On is gonna be totally.
Spoiler intense.
We're really going to break
Get over it. Get used to it.
I went on opening day and saw it.
Wow.
And when I sat down and, like, I wasn't nervous or anything about it. Like, I didn't feel any, like anticipation until the Star Wars blasted on the screen. Like, oh, my God.
That first fucking chord.
Yeah,
And
it's like I suddenly got, like, leaned forward. I'm, like, all excited. Could not wait.
Jesus. It's a classic. It's a classic. Obi-Wan making it rain on Anakin.
Yep.
Yeah. We, of course, had a bunch of theories about what we thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
Based on the trailer.
All were completely wrong.
Well, no, we actually had... Bryce had...
I had one.
One.
Yeah.
And that was that...
That Kylo was Han and Leia's child.
Han and Leia's...
Yeah, that's because you remember
they changed the name though. they did do the name swap.
I really hope in the next one there's a part where someone just looks at her and says, "What did you do, Rey? What did you do?" It just popped in there. What? What, Rey? What just popped in there?
Okay.
Even better if they can get Bill Murray just for a one-off cameo.
Now, I guarantee he'd do it. he just wanders the streets.
Oh, like, he just shows up at
Yeah, he'll just
places.
Show up at, like, parties and stuff and just wander the street. Yeah.
He just wandered into our fucking our spoilers of Star Wars.
It is amazing to me how many celebrities, big movie stars, were part of this movie and you never recognized them.
Yep.
Fucking James Bond was a stormtrooper.
Daniel Craig?
Yes.
He was the one that Rey...
Mind tricked to get out of the...
If you see it again,
oh no shit! Like
listen
the, and
very
drop,
carefully.
Drop the gun, because I literally watched it.
Listen
last night,
very carefully.
This morning,
listen very carefully when you watch that
his
part.
Voice because he's
but
got
you can still kind of hear it.
It's Craig's voice.
Yep.
I'll just look at the abs. I'll know from the abs. Is there a part where the stormtrooper comes out of the surf and he's all just like, "Yeah, that's right. I'm getting pussies wet."
Yeah. He's in full stormtrooper armor, but he's got like
the shorts, the speedo.
The other big one was of course Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
As Unkar Plutt, the junk dealer.
Oh, the portion, quarter portion.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you listen to his voice and realize that they've like modulated it down, it's still clearly Simon
Pegg.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of him in the suit without the head. It was pretty funny
it's
looking.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But there's like stuff all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, without doubt.
Yeah. People just wanted to be part of Star Wars.
Okay, so we'll just start with, what was your overall opinion of the film?
Okay, my...
Because I've got grievances.
Oh, I do too.
Okay.
But they're minor.
Okay.
Throughout the whole film, loved it, until like the last 2.5 minutes. And I literally looked at my wife when they started rolling credits. I went, fuck that. The movie was great until the last 2 minutes.
Where she goes and finds Luke?
Yeah. And all they do is stand there staring at each
other. He's pissed about them not saying
anything.
It's
a cliffhanger ending on a movie that doesn't need a cliffhanger because everyone's coming back to see the next episode.
Oh, so it would be like maybe if a character had their hand cut off and...
If they had just...
And you're all just like, well, what the fuck's going to happen?
You know what
happen?
They should have done?
All they had to do was add...
They should have just been standing there and been like...
I think someone behind me made that noise, but all they had to do was add a line, either Luke or Rey saying just one thing.
Sup?
That would have been fun.
Yo.
Rey, come on, hold that lightsaber. Sup?
Sup?
She should have mic dropped it.
Upon second watch, though, I went in with the mindset that Rey is Luke's daughter. I think we're all in agreement.
Yeah.
I kind of thought.
I don't think she knows at this point, but
he does.
Yeah.
And so going in, watching it the second time with the mindset that Luke knows it's his daughter and seeing her, and even
I
though,
think
like,
he's more in shock than anything. That's why he doesn't say anything, and she doesn't know what to say.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't know who this guy is.
Well, she knows the story yeah. of Luke Skywalker, yeah. but she doesn't
He's a
know
legend.
How important
yeah.
he is to her yet.
Her knowledge is like spotty at best because she knows all about
it's like mythology.
Han Solo. She knows all yeah. about the Kessel Run under 12 parsecs. But
Which
doesn't know when she steals
hilarious.
His fucking car and is flying it out like, oh, that's just garbage. Garbage will do. That's the fucking Millennium Falcon, you twat.
Well, here's my take on that, in that she's been isolated on this world with hardly any technology to her.
Walloping romp rats and her...
Yeah, yeah. yeah. She spends her life tearing apart old machinery, which she has to know was part of the Imperial War. Star Destroyers, yeah. X-Wings. I mean, she's got an X-Wing pilot helmet that she wears for no
and
reason.
And you guys saw the Rebellion fighter doll that she made,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
She made that doll. So she is aware of the war. So in her life, scavenging and then spending her day in the village, she's likely heard people tell stories, heard other smugglers talk about
Han Solo
and the Millennium Falcon, but she never would have seen a picture of it.
Yeah.
And no one would have said when they got hold of the...
This is the Millennium
Falcon.
Yeah.
Because
that's like, they stole it.
Yeah. And that's advertising to other people who might want to steal it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
she knew how to repair it. She knew how to bypass it. She knew how to do all kinds of...
Yeah, but
of...
she spent her life working on machinery.
Yeah. Well...
So that makes sense.
For me, it was a hard pill to swallow because how is it she's going to have that much of a wealth of knowledge about... You know,
it's the Force, all right? They don't have to have an explanation.
No, because, okay, first of all, Anakin, as a kid, spent his life in a junkyard repairing shit.
Yeah.
Built
a pod racer.
Luke, growing up on a farm,
yeah.
spent his life repairing shit. Rey, as a scavenger, not only tore shit apart, but repaired shit her whole life.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that she would know, you know, how the machinery works. So, plus it's also part of the Skywalker legacy that they know how,
yeah.
they're in tune with machinery, yeah. you know, which again is further proof that
she's a Skywalker.
Yeah.
And I want to get into that debate too about,
yeah, it's a non-cause to me. Not a...
Yeah. Someone wrote an article saying that Rey is actually
Obi-Wan's Kenobi granddaughter.
Yeah. No.
He based it on the
robes?
The first, yeah, the robes.
The robes?
Oh, well, for
and
going
her,
on.
And her accent.
What the actual fuck?
Yeah.
I got into an internet fight over this article with some guys like, oh, you're just being closed-minded. I was like, no, the proof is all there.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm a lifelong Star Wars fan. I've seen every movie. It's like,
oh, so
then
you're
you
the
should
one.
Be the one saying.
Yeah. yeah. You know, I mean, I like the idea that...
It's a cool idea,
yeah,
but it's just not going to fit with the way the story
far
is going.
Yeah.
So because he was very much Jedi Order, yeah. and his
yeah.
whole goal while he was on Tatooine was to protect Luke.
Yeah, there
that's the only
time,
reason he was
and that's
there.
That's the only time he could have gotten into a relationship,
yeah.
had a kid, and then, you know...
And someone was trying to say that what about before, but he wouldn't have betrayed the Order like Anakin did.
Yeah.
He was very focused.
I argue that the only attachment that Obi-Wan ever had was to Anakin.
Yeah.
And that's why it hurt him so bad when Anakin, oh yeah, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
That's why he makes it rain.
You got the $5 foot long.
So what was your reaction upon initial watch?
Minor things like the whole her not recognizing the Millennium Falcon. Because, I mean, okay, regardless of whether or not she heard about Han through, like, hearsay or whatever,
uh-huh.
it was so, you know, the war, I mean, they blew up, we'll get to the Death Star, too, here in a second, but there's just no way she wouldn't have known. Because the Millennium Falcon is shaped like no other ship in the system. Nowhere
it's a Krillian freighter.
Actually, that's false, yeah. That's
It's a Krillian freighter. It's a very common freighter.
Yeah.
Or it's the, old. But it's very, very common.
It's like, well, okay, then see, like the Firefly.
Because they even
Serenity,
reference.
Yeah, Serenity is a very very common ship, but this is the only one you ever see.
The First Order actually makes mention that they don't recognize the Millennium Falcon. They call it a YT, a Carillion
yeah.
YT type freighter.
Yeah. yeah.
Which
Oh, I thought they said Whitey.
Yeah.
Like they're making
yeah,
sort
it's
of
a
White
Order. Like, completely racist.
Yeah, fuck.
That's why everything's in white. all the stormtroopers wear white.
Caucasians, fuck, Jesus.
No, so
fucking clones.
It's even though it's the only one we see as the audience.
Yeah.
It's a fair.
But you also have to imagine it's take Rey as like an Aboriginal in this world. They see a plane. It's a fucking miracle. But they don't
crazy.
Know what it is. We know what it is because we've seen it and we have established that. She's living in this secluded area. She sees ships all the time, but she's never seen the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, and on top
and there's no
too,
education whatsoever in that area.
She sees ships all the time, but she can't identify each ship by name. She just knows, oh...
Like, we'd know Slave One in a fucking instant.
Yeah.
Slave One. Falcon.
That's because, as the audience, we know...
We have prior knowledge, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so aside from that, other grievance that I had was, for the love of fucking Christ, can we have an ending where we don't have to destroy a giant, like, Pokemon ball in the fucking sky that can destroy stars? Is that a Star Destroyer? It's a Star Killer. Well, okay. Fuck and me. Okay.
Since you bring that up, I'm going to bring up my other grievance. Could we have a Star Wars movie that's original?
Well, okay. To that,
Let's start, shall we? We start the movie following a droid on a desert planet.
Yes.
That seems familiar.
Mm-hmm.
The droid finds someone who can help them.
Yes.
Hmm. And the droid is carrying a very important piece message. Of information.
Yes, yeah, yeah. No.
The reason that they did it is they were doing lots of throwbacks to the originals.
It was fan service.
Yeah.
It was almost a mea culpa
for
trying
the
fucking prequels.
They were trying to give all the original people nods and say, hey, thanks for following us for this long.
Yeah.
I think the next ones are going to be a little more original.
I totally agree. Yeah. But here's how I foresee it. Because it's J.J. Abrams and what he did with Star Trek was reboot it without rebooting it.
Yeah.
That's what he did with Star Wars.
Well,
and I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But at least with Star Trek, it was kind of an original.
Agreed, yeah.
Star Wars is like, okay, we've got this map. Let's follow it point by point.
You know, there's a lot of ham-fisted moments where I'm just like, oh my god, really? Kind of moments where it was like, you could have done this a little bit smoother, a little bit more.
He threw in a lot of big Easter eggs.
It was almost a direct, like Luke could have come in and said, what a piece of junk when they first see the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
That's garbage.
Yeah.
Okay, garbage will do.
Yeah.
Well, he's throwing in these really blatant Easter eggs. That's what the whole thing was.
I think it was J.J. Abrams showing that, well, first of all, he was just
I'm a Star Wars fan.
Listen, and to be perfectly honest,
I love
there's no way there could have been, at least that this first movie could be anywhere near as anticipate it could never be everything to all people.
Yeah.
So Jay took the other route, which was, I'm going to take the original story from book 4, New Hope, and I'm going to redo it. I'm going to be very, very true to that, while at the same time introducing all these other characters who
to bring
I fucking
in new
love.
People.
I love Finn. Yeah. I love Poe. I think Poe is fucking that
Poe's
part
awesome.
Where fucking Kylo Ren's right in his face, like. Who talks first? Do you talk first? Do I first?
That was great.
That was fucking hilarious.
I laughing.
And it fucking it hurt me that we didn't see more Poe.
Agreed.
He's going to be the new Han Solo of this trilogy. He's going to be the quick-witted smartass.
Rey's clearly the new Luke.
Yeah.
Poe's going to be the new Han.
And Finn's Jar Jar Binks.
I think they're actually splitting Han Solo between Finn and Poe.
Yeah.
I was gonna say,
bit of Luke, because Poe is this badass pilot, which Luke was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But Rey's a pretty badass pilot, too.
Yeah.
And
well,
Finn was sitting in the
maybe
fucking...
Maybe not so much.
Well, Finn first was time flying. She didn't wreck the Falcon, all right?
Finn very closely did.
She did very closely.
But I love
but
that.
But first time
I
flying.
I love that we get to see a pilot who isn't sure of
Perfect.
Her skills.
Yeah.
And really... wins by sheer luck. They only had two TIE fighters chasing them.
Yeah.
And Finn knocked out the one, and if it wasn't for Rey's piloting, they wouldn't have knocked out the other. And her knowledge of that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Finn sat in the gunner chair of the Millennium Falcon and...
You got
like,
wood.
A little bit. I'm just like, fuck.
Full attention.
Well, and the friendship Finn...
My lightsaber, you know...
Ignited.
Well, not just Rey, but with Poe. I mean, they're like... they meet when Finn is breaking Poe out.
Yeah.
And they become, like, instant friends.
Yeah.
You know, to the point where, like, when they see each other again on Elam, that they're like, or not Elam, but, I forget.
The planet.
Yeah, the resistance planet.
If you don't know, there's the fucking...
Well, they said Fo-Yavin.
I just read an article about the Sith
Fogel Island, is that what you said?
Fo-Yavin.
Or the planet where...
the planet formerly known
Jedi
as...
get their crystals is Elam.
There's actually many, many different planets.
Well, the one from the Clone Wars.
Ladies, you're Elam. Both pretty. You're both pretty.
Daddy, don't hit mommy.
But so yeah, when they see each other again, they
have that
embrace.
Bond. Yeah. They're genuinely happy to see that the other one is alive.
Which I'm sure sparked some kind of like.
My wife was pissed off that she thought that Poe didn't look for BB-8. She was pissed that he didn't look for him.
I tried to say,
how do we know he didn't look?
I agree with that.
Because he woke up and there was nothing around.
I've had that argument too, but he could have gone to some sort of settlement and found him. But
they were off.
Serve the story.
I think they were off planet before he came to.
Because
he came to after Finn did. Because he came to after it was night.
Yeah,
but like,
and the fighter was gone.
How did he get thrown out of the TIE fighter? Finn's still strapped in. You know,
the
climbs out.
The window was broken, so he probably got thrown out of the front of it.
Well,
which, why isn't he then just like a crimson smear on the fucking desert sand?
I don't know.
Well,
it's
Finn,
Star Wars. It doesn't have to make sense.
Finn was ejected. Because when he wakes up, he's in a parachute. Because he woke up.
Yeah.
So at some point, he was knocked out as well.
Yeah.
So obviously, he didn't eject himself. So it's, you're supposed to assume that Poe had come to at some point, ejected them both, or the ship itself has an automatic eject system when it senses atmosphere.
Okay.
So both of them were thrown clear, and because the fighter's on fire, Finn can't really see inside very well.
He just sees the jacket.
He's not looking. He's just reaching.
Which is kind of weird that he lost the jacket, but that's a whole other
thing.
Well,
no, he took it off when he got in the fighter. You see him take it off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
So yeah, I really like that friendship. I like that.
Yeah.
But that plays into there's a new theory going around, and I love this one, that Poe is actually a plant for Kylo Ren. When he's extracting the information about what he did with the map.
Yeah.
The rumor is that he's also planting a suggestion into Poe to find and kill Luke Skywalker.
Hmm.
And
that's interesting.
That's why he doesn't look for BB-8.
Well, because if you remember, when he has that moment down on...
which I have to argue, because his drive when he gets in the TIE fighter is to get to BB-8.
Yeah. So I think he did look, and he probably, just plain devil's advocate, he probably found the same settlement that Finn did, because it's probably going to be the closest. So he got there, saw all the destruction, and knew that BB-8 wasn't there. Mm-hmm. So his next thing is to get off planet and back, hoping that he's going to come back.
Or maybe he, when he got to that village, he found out that the First Order was there, and that BB-8 was there, and probably assumed that maybe
they caught him.
Got
BB-8. But so either way, he has no resources, so he has to get back to the rebels.
Yeah.
To resupply, so that he can...
Well, and inform them.
Yeah, so that he can continue a search.
I'd like to see the scene in the Mos Eisley Cantina that they would have on that desert planet where Poe is basically like, ask grass for cash, no one rides for free. So he's blowing like aliens in some back room somewhere.
Sucking arms.
You know.
Fucking Rodians with their six dicks, god damn it.
Why is it always got to be Rodians? but no, the defeating the whole idea that Finn is actually a plant... The part where, was it Phasma?
Captain
Phasma, yeah.
Phasma, yeah. When she's like, you know, report to my section for like, you know, reprogramming or whatever.
Yeah.
And then later on, she's like, yeah, he came and like we put him in the chair, we made him do the thing and, you know.
Well, he was never reprogrammed, he was sent to be reprogrammed.
Yeah, he never
They did like a psych eval and determined that he failed, so he was going to be sent. That's why he ran. Yeah. But did you know that her armor is from Palpatine's Naboo ship? That's why her armor is yes. Yep.
Now apparently her character escaped because she's supposed to come back in the next one and kick some major ass.
Because she was really kind of a pushover in the first one.
I was really looking forward to see that.
Me too.
And
there
was like she said a couple lines.
Yeah,
and that was
she got caught and then thrown into a trash compactor.
Yeah. I love the part. He's like, is there a garbage chute or a trash compactor? And he's like, yes, there is.
You see like you can't see her expression, but clearly you she's see like, her. Oh shit.
Something's gonna brush past my leg. Yeah. God damn it.
Fuck. Not again.
But because you said you were pissed off about the last 2 minutes where no one says anything. I like the very first thing that's said in the second one is Luke's like, "That was the Millennium Falcon. Hey, where's Han?" I haven't seen Han in so long.
I haven't seen Han in a long time.
Hey, Chewie, where's Han? Why are you crying?
As a Jedi, and clearly in isolation, he can feel stuff.
Oh, he knows. Yeah. He knows that Han's gone.
So he knows Han's gone. Yeah. But he also knows, especially if it turns out Rey is his daughter, because there is another theory about Rey that I'll get to in a minute.
I got another theory that's even funnier.
We might have to go to yours first, because mine's pretty serious. He should not have been so surprised to see her.
I don't think he was. He was surprised to physically see her.
Yeah.
But I guarantee he obviously knows who's coming.
Yeah. His face was more like Calvin Klein model than fucking.
And he could sense her, and he knew that it was his own, but he'd never seen her. Because my guess is he didn't know that she was alive until she got close to the planet.
That look was more of how much do I owe you in back child support?
Well, my thought. There's one of two thoughts. Now, if it turns out that Rey is his daughter, the shock look is, as you said, just like, wow, she's actually here physically, my daughter, my offspring.
Yeah.
And she's smoking hot.
And it's also like, I can't avoid this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I have to. Because I
believe.
Found me, in a sense. Yeah.
I believe he didn't know that she existed.
See, I like that theory.
Those Mandalorian condoms do break on occasion.
That does explain.
Really? You're just going to glance right
over
that?
You just got to use the Force.
Yeah.
Force condom.
I will my seed not to come out.
No, you just
close
her
tubes.
Unless
you're fucking another Jedi and she's stronger in the Force than you are.
Someone posted. I saw somebody post on Facebook a picture of my question. Why don't. In a lightsaber battle, why don't opponents just shut off each other's lightsabers? And they said that...
That's a really good question.
Yeah, because...
Oh. Bink, bonk, bink, bonk.
And they said it would just be a really boring battle of people turning on and off their lightsabers.
And they're swinging each other. Swing and miss.
I think also it's because they're you have to keep a thumb on the activator switch to prevent...
Well, the whole thing, you'd have to shield it somehow. You could just... move the crystal so that it doesn't focus through.
Oh, yeah.
So if you move the components inside...
shaking your lightsaber trying to get the crystal to realign.
You got any Duracells? I need some fucking Duracells.
When I get this thing realigned,
you're fucked.
Did you see the link that I posted to the bad lip readings reimagining? I fucking was in tears.
Oh my god.
My Rudolph Jack Black. I mean, it was an all-star fucking cast. And he's like shaking his lightsaber just like... It's like... Something loose in there. So fucking good.
Okay.
Jack Black as Darth Vader was fucking great. The other theory that...
Peter Griffin is Chewie.
...is suggested about Rey, and it kind of makes sense, especially in the flashback, when she touches Luke's lightsaber, which I still think is that saber called out to her because she was a Skywalker.
I agree, because it's come from Anakin, Luke, to the next Skywalker, which makes no sense that she would be a Kenobi.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that she's giving it back to a...
Did you hear the accent? Did you hear it?
Did you see the clothes?
Did you see the...
But the other thing that solidifies
it... She wanted a Kenobi's closet. I'm sorry.
All the flashbacks she's... the Paris
cheapest price.
It's half price, right? Because they're already cut in half from the lightsaber, right?
Our prices will make the Kessel Run under 11 parsecs.
They'll be slashed in half.
Make the Kessel Run in 10 parsecs, and we'll give you 50% off.
Half a robe.
But the other thing is, in the flashbacks, the flashbacks that she sees are from Luke's life and her own.
Yeah.
How would Kenobi have seen the fall of the New Jedi Order?
Yeah. Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense.
So. And Kenobi said the same thing to Anakin, these are your first steps.
Yeah, and those are echoed in it.
Yeah.
And it makes sense that she would hear Kenobi's voice because Kenobi was Luke's first teacher. He was also
Anakin's first teacher. Yeah.
So
he's probably going to be her first teacher.
There's absolutely no solid evidence that supports Rey being Obi-Wan's daughter.
She's obviously Qui-Gon Jinn's niece, obviously. You can't tell that.
Jar Jar Binks' love child. Come on.
You know, she gets on a communicator like,
she's part Gungan.
She gets on a communicator.
It's all in the tongue, though.
Yeah.
She gets on a communicator, and she's just like, I have a very specific set of skills. I know where you are.
I will find you.
I'm going to put you in some fucking carbonite. By carbonite, I mean a hurt locker.
But the other thing that I like, but I don't think is true, is that she's waiting for her family. She constantly talks about waiting for her family.
I think her mom dropped her off. My theory is that her mother dropped her off
to protect
with this guy because I'm sure she knows the junk dealer. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's probably like a rebel agent.
Or was.
Was.
Which would explain why he didn't just like have his goon squad grab her and take the fucking droid.
Yeah.
You know, he still wanted the droid, obviously, for himself. So, and the fact that he's giving her these portions, you know, of weird, like, you know, powder
bread,
whatever the fuck that
powder bread
is. Is it powder bread?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think her mother dropped her off with him with the intention of coming back after she found Luke.
Yeah.
I think she was in search of Luke, and I think that she got taken or killed or something.
Turns out it's Captain Phasma.
I was just gonna say that.
Luke
just
and Phasma had a one.
So you want to hear my theory?
In the galaxy far, far fucking way.
You want to hear my theory? It's Luke and Leia's love child.
Ew.
Actually,
little known fact. She's got a tail.
Yeah. Well,
prehensile. It's gonna wield a lightsaber.
Yep. You figure
that would be fucking awesome. Three lightsabers.
Incest?
Yes.
In a galaxy far, far away. It's
hey,
not weird
hey, there's
there.
No laws there, all right?
Is that weird there, you know?
Here's the theory.
It's the Outer Rim. God,
Leia, let it out.
The Outer Rim job.
Is that she was dropped off by one of the last remaining people of the New Jedi Order to protect her, and that her family is actually the Jedi Order.
Yeah.
It's good theory, but I think it's...
Like they were hiding her from...
Yeah, from the First Order, after Kylo Ren just decimated everything.
That's possible. I think she's Luke's. I don't really have much
at
of a doubt
point,
of that.
She pretty much has to be.
Well, then the question stands to reason, then. Who did he knock up?
Oh, my God! What if we're all wrong and it's actually Palpatine's granddaughter?
Yeah.
It's possible.
How, though?
I mean,
the facts
support that it's Luke's daughter.
Yeah.
Everything we've talked about. But it could be Palpatine's granddaughter.
Well, then who did Palpatine pump? Who did he pump a team?
He had a choice of anyone in the Senate, okay? Anyone.
You know those huts.
Rodians.
He loved them huts.
Those three E.T. bitches floating on that little hover, you know,
hover
really
platform.
Yeah.
Little known fact, every 6 months...
It's Admiral Ackbar's.
Major waxing.
Many Bothans were shaved to bring you this information.
To protect Rey. No,
I also heard another theory that she's a Solo, which not at all. Not there's no chance
it's
at
evidenced
all.
Evidenced by the way Leia interacts with her.
Yeah.
And it supports your theory that if Luke didn't know he had a daughter, Leia wouldn't have
known. Yeah, exactly.
But there is that moment when they see each other. Of course, a lot of it, I think, is because they both witnessed Han die.
Yeah.
And how important Han was. But I think there's something else there that Leia may...
She probably
feels
she feels a different connection. Yeah.
Connection. Because they look at each other and they just hug.
Yeah.
You know? And there is a fondness that Leia has for her upon instantly seeing her.
Yeah.
And it's clear that Leia is in tune with the Force somewhat. Not Jedi level.
Yeah.
But
she feels. Yeah. She can feel the Force. She can't use it like a Jedi.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you've got Rey. She's, you know, being interrogated by Kylo Ren. And
she fucking bitch slaps him.
He's trying to get into her head, and she pushes him back.
Like, pushes him back so much that she ends up inside his head.
Yeah.
Like, the fact
that...
And
that's the other thing that people argue, that she's a Kenobi. And that's really the only compelling evidence that I could see.
No, I can argue against that, though.
Yeah. It's just a Jedi power. But the fact that she's so immediately strong with the Jedi mind tricks is there the theory that she's a Kenobi because Obi-Wan is so good at
mind tricks. It's like his signature move, but the thing is any Jedi can use it.
Yeah.
Luke it's used one it of, in Jedi.
Yeah, it's one of the first things that they teach is the mind tricks.
And we've also seen, too, that the Skywalker family, even untrained, proves to be really strong.
Really strong, yeah.
Luke was 20 years old when he started his training, and he's picking up stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, but she did it in the span of, like, a 20-minute escape plan.
Well, we don't know, because we don't know what her life was like. She could have been using the Force all along and just been completely
It's like how Anakin was when he was pod racing. He was using the Force without knowing it.
Well, I mean,
if she's so strong in it, and she finally realizes what it is because she finally understands it,
is proof that they're Luke and Leia's love child.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
he put it in her butt, and he thought that she couldn't get pregnant that way.
And it dribbled in.
When he found out that he impregnated his own sister, I'd run the fuck away too.
Yeah.
I don't want people finding me and be like, "Hey, how's your sister doing?" Yeah.
I honestly think that. Given
Bryce is a sick individual. I agree.
You all thought it.
I was just the first one to speak it.
And now it makes sense, doesn't it?
Totally does.
Yeah.
Totally
they're not going to, because it's Disney. Unless they're going XXX Disney.
Kylo Ren and Rey.
This is from the castle dungeon. I think he's older.
He's older, but not by much.
Yeah, not by a whole lot.
So your theory that... Luke had a kid that he didn't know about would make sense. And probably what happened is he started the new Jedi Order after he had his tryst or whatever.
I thought Queen Amidala had Leia first.
I don't
remember. I remember when Luke said, "What do you remember of your mother?" And he's just like, "You know, I remember she was very kind." So
that's something majorly wrong with the prequels.
Yeah.
Amidala should have lived. Well, specifically, Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
Amidala should have lived for a couple of years.
Yeah.
With Leia.
Yeah.
Before she died.
I told the guy at work. I was like, so Amidala didn't die because they realized they had medicine, and people don't die from broken hearts.
Yeah. That's the dumbest fucking...
I know, that was stupid.
Take this magic pill called lithium, and you'll be fine.
Here, have some Prilosec.
She's dying of a broken
and
heart.
And some Xanax.
We got shit to fix that, right?
Yeah.
For heartburn?
It's Prilosec. I meant Prozac, but you know what I meant.
It's funnier, though, Prilosec. Yeah.
Every
over-the-counter.
Fucking idiotic trope in the prequels,
that was the dumbest. Yeah.
Just,
she should have lived, and then...
We have to have her die,
yeah.
Otherwise it's not going to be as impactful. No, just... Let her
have her live for a while. Yeah. Well, she could have died young. Yeah. I mean,
her broken heart could have lingered for a few years. The drugs just didn't work.
She stopped taking them. She stopped taking them and killed herself.
Yeah. She ate a blaster.
Yeah,
it happens all the time. She got mixed up in a Rodian orgy. Things got a little crazy.
They didn't know her safe word because it was a different language.
Well, and her mouth was stuffed with three of his six cocks. So.
Yeah, some petroleum jelly got into her communicator translator. Shit shorted
her
out.
Translator didn't work.
Yeah.
Things just went...
3PO wasn't paying attention, obviously.
Well, he had a memory wipe. He had no idea.
Well,
what
the fuck happened to his left arm?
Yeah,
why did he have, like, the weird red, like, economy?
I think that was just kind of a, you know.
It's like a, hey, I'm here, don't forget about me.
Yeah.
It really was, and yeah. I think it was JJ's like, you know what, 3PO's seen some shit, let's give him a red arm. That was it.
I find it hard to believe that they're
the
being
gold arm.
They should have painted him black and put a sign that said Black Lives Matter on him.
Red Lives Matter.
Droid Lives Matter.
All Lives Matter. All lives matter.
Let's I was going to say, put that 3B, out there. 3BO lost it in the Rodeo
poker game.
Yeah.
He pissed off Chewie.
No, he.
I bet that's what he did. I bet he pissed off Chewie.
Well, emphasis on service.
That's a good point. He's like, you know,
his servos got rusted.
Wookiees have a way of tearing your fucking arms off. Piss off, Chewie. Well, the, but
well
he,
no, because he said you probably don't recognize me because of the red arm. So that tells me it's happened in the time that Han and Chewie have been away.
Yeah.
I do want to bring up the fact that I was very, very disappointed in the nerds that came out and attempted to fat shame Carrie Fisher.
Oh, yeah, fuck them.
It's just like she's not as sexy as she was 23 fuck years ago.
Yeah, you're not going to be that sexy in 23 years either, fatty.
Fucking Jabba the Hutt. You know, get out of your mom's basement.
You know, and honestly, as if like that.
She went back to Tatooine and got some fried Jabba.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. But no, it's.
She got that little rodent that he keeps with him. like poppers.
What was it? Yeah, but no, I thought it very fucking low class.
Yeah.
To be like,
that was just disgusting that people would do that.
Yeah.
No, what the thing that threw me off about, I was very happy to see Carrie Fisher. Got no problem with how she looks.
You still jerked off.
The problem I had was the stroke face she had whenever she.
My problem was the lack of enthusiasm with her acting. Yeah. She felt like she was there at gunpoint and she had to do this.
There was very little.
She was the one who jumped on it.
Yeah. She just didn't have that excitement that everyone else did of being able to do this.
And her and Han, there was like no chemistry there.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand like, yeah, things went sour, but you know, still there could have been something, but there was just no, you felt like there were.
The only thing that I was really
drawn
into the two of them is right before Han was leaving to go to Starkiller Base. Mm-hmm. That scene they had that was like a minute long.
Where she's just like, no matter how many times.
Yeah. That was the only time I felt emotionally drawn in with those two characters.
Yeah.
Well, and then Han's death, of course.
Yeah.
And seeing Leia experience it.
Yeah.
And the look on her face. But yeah, I agree with you. The rest of the time,
she just felt like she was
very
empty.
Wooden,
like she wasn't there. Yeah.
Though I like the part, she's like, what have you ever done that was ever helpful? And don't say the Death Star.
That was awesome.
He's a walker. Like,
I hope that was
like he's
ad-libbed.
Used that like over their whole relationship. Yeah. Well, I was helpful at the Death Star. It's like, yeah, you've said 1,000 times. We know.
Hey, Han.
And what about when you were a wall decoration? Huh? Were you helpful then?
Hey, Han. We
seem
just
to recall all of us rescuing your frozen ass.
Yeah.
We just got back from the grocery store. We got a lot of groceries to pull out of the shuttlecraft. Would you mind giving a head? Sorry, babe, can't do it. But you know I'm helpful. Remember that old Death Star thing?
Not around anymore. Yeah,
sorry.
Wink, wink.
Still real tired from that old Death Star thing, babe. Just gonna need to give
one,
me a minute. Yeah.
But two.
Both of them. You're welcome. Hell, the second one I was on the fucking.
I did like too that they brought the Death Star net when they're all like there trying to figure out what what they're gonna do. And it's like, oh, they built another Death Star, and Poe was like, no, not really. Here's the Death Star, wink. Here's Starkiller Base. And they're like, and everyone kind of goes, there's that collective. Ah,
fuck. Did you see Neil deGrasse Tyson fact check?
I thought you were going to say that he was in the movie.
That'd be so funny.
How did I fuck? I got to watch
that
shit.
People were really pissed about what he had to say, but a lot of it from a physics point makes sense. The biggest thing he was saying was that a star has way more energy to destroy like tens of thousands of planets versus like six.
I don't know if you've read the book yet.
But you got to power the gift shops. You got to power the fucking the movie theater, the ice rinks,
the hotel.
Yeah.
The book goes more into detail about how that weapon works.
Yeah.
And so I'm gonna guess that Neil deGrasse Tyson hasn't read it either because
probably
a lot of the energy is expended because the blast it sends out goes through light speed, which is how it can go across the galaxy in an instant.
Yeah.
So that's where a lot of that
it makes sense.
There's
but,
an explanation for it that they don't go into it in the movie.
But he was just fact-checking the stuff that he physically saw.
I still would have loved to have seen, like, I don't know.
Pluto's a planet!
You know, like some other non-spherical bad thing that the New Order or the Empire.
I would like to see a full-on war where it's not like.
You want a full-on moon that's not a moon?
I think we've had that twice. I agree with you. I would like to see...
like chemical warfare, something, nanotechnology?
Where both armies come together straight up.
Like the clone, the episode two, like the battle between the clone troopers and
we'll get a ground battle, space battle, like, but it's not like we don't have to kill a Death Star. We just have to wipe out the entire other army.
Yeah.
And I hope that they do that because I'm so sick of Death Stars essentially.
Yeah.
That's three now.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know.
Three out of seven movies is kind of a lot.
I was always under the assumption that X-Wings did not have fucking, you know, hyperdrives in them. Like, you couldn't go.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, they do.
They could?
Yeah. They've always.
To me, because it's the first time you ever actually see one.
TIE fighters are the ones
Return
that don't.
Return of the Jedi, you see him make the jump.
Yeah.
When?
Right when he goes to Dagobah. Like, the whole armada is going to the Death Star.
Yeah.
All the fighters are
And when he goes
out.
To Dagobah. Yeah. I mean, they don't show it, but.
Yeah.
To get to
X-Wings
Dagobah.
Have light speed, so.
TIE fighters are the ones that don't.
Yeah.
They have to stay close. It's just a speed thing.
Yeah, it's something to do with.
Because remember Poe, when Poe's flying the TIE fighter, he's like, these are fast.
Well, I think they also talk about. I think the Special Forces TIE fighters can now go to.
I know that there are some. Darth Vader's does have light speed capability.
Yeah.
There are some that do, but there's the general mass production, like the fucking Abrams tanks.
Everything with government, it's like,
well,
no,
we're on a budget.
Special Forces TIE fighters that Finn and Poe were in, those can do light speed because they talk about going to light speed.
Yeah.
But I think your general run of the mill, everyday average, ordinary.
I know from
$50 will get you in this TIE fighter.
Yeah.
What's it gonna take?
$1,000 down.
Okay,
I'm gonna go talk to my Sith Lord. I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm gonna talk to my Sith Lord.
There's a couple things we need to cover because
we're
over time.
We're getting close.
We need to talk about Kylo Ren and Han Solo. I want to save that for last because I know you guys were probably as impacted as I was.
Yep.
But before we get to that, we need to talk about Supreme Leader. This is the dumbest name for a character.
Oh, God.
Snoke.
Snooki?
Snoke, yeah. Well,
that would have been
Supreme
better.
Supreme Leader Snooki?
Especially if they got Snooki to play it.
With like a Jersey fist bump.
I don't know.
Well, there were so many bad
white girl
names.
Wasted.
What was the one group that Han owed money to, like the something club?
Kaiju Club.
Kaiju Club, which sounds like you're like a Dollar Tree.
It's like the fucking Pacific Rim. I imagine the monsters, the fucking kaijus coming out of the ocean.
Everyone's
Han, where's our money?
But there's a kaiju that's like an accountant. So like, you know, his thing is his arm transforms in like.
Are
an
they
abacus.
Sure? Are they sure it's not a secret subsect of the Jewish culture?
I thought it was a little racist too. That Kaiju Club was all Asian.
Yeah. Wait, no, Kaiju Club sounds like a cheesy, like a, what was it, baby metal, baby pop thing?
Baby metal.
Baby metal, yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's like some, it just sounds like a shitty band name. Kaiju Club.
Give it up for Kaiju Club!
I will not.
Karma.
They come and
raise
go.
Raise a little hell, raise a little hell, raise a little hell.
How dare you. Yes, you can put Storm in front of that band's name, and it's pretty fucking dope.
Then that song would be awesome.
Stormtrooper. if you just remodulate the vocals so it goes through like the
helmet.
Raise a little hell. Raise a little hell. Oh, Jesus. But yeah, right. I know that you brought it up to me that he might be Darth Plagueis.
I've heard the theory, but Abrams
came out and said it's not. Yeah, I think it was pretty evident
he's his
because
own character.
Palpatine said he killed Plagueis.
Yeah.
So, but everyone's argument is like, well,
he's got the fucked up face.
Well, no, the thing was like, well, he conquered death. Yeah, but if you get killed, you can't conquer death. You know, and he never said he conquered death for himself.
Yeah,
and why is
he could bring others back from the dead?
Why is he just like a gigantic? You know,
what's a hologram?
Because he's tiny.
He's got
lifted truck syndrome. Okay.
Lifted truck syndrome. Excuse me. What is
the shortest?
He's a wee man. He's a very wee man. In the pants.
And his dream was to be like the Lincoln Memorial. Like,
yes, exactly.
In a room. Like,
yep.
My thought about Snoke is that he is a clone of Palpatine, and he's fucked up because either he's been in battle, or
the cloning process was bad.
Work.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's a good theory, but I think he is. The leader of the Knights of Ren.
Kylo is the first of the Knights of Ren. He's the master. So
he's not, though.
He calls him that, though, in the movie.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah. He's like, you are the master
of the Knights of Ren.
Yeah.
Well, then he's the god of the Knights of Ren. Whatever.
But see,
but what I'm trying to say
I'm the master,
is,
well, I'm the god. So.
Fuck you. Suck it. But what I'm trying to say
I look
is
like Voldemort.
That he was a Sith that didn't follow through.
See,
and he started
I
his own.
Did he pull him out of the oven too soon?
Yes.
He quite done.
He was a little deflated.
My thought on that is that he could be a clone of the Emperor who decided not to follow the Sith, but make up his
create
new
his
order.
Own.
On using the dark side,
and that's kind of what I'm going with too. But I
because
think
the Sith never.
I
worked.
Think he's like Palpatine-ish time frame, so he's old, very old, because we don't know what he is. He could be like Yoda and fucking live for centuries.
Like he's been around though, because Leia says that Snoke, you know, influenced him basically.
Yeah,
so he's got to be part of the Jedi Order somehow. Like, the new Jedi Order, like, maybe he got in there, like, Luke found him or something.
Yeah.
And tried to get him. Because there was a comic where Luke had found a former Jedi.
Yeah.
That he got to help rebuild the Jedi Order, essentially. So it would be interesting if maybe it was something like that.
Or, also, because a lot of times, the movies specifically only really address the light and the dark side.
Yeah,
that there's only like a white or a black kind of Jedi.
Yeah, there is a gray.
There is a gray.
There is a gray. Yeah.
And there's other subtle. It's like if you've ever done a lot of tabletop.
It's like D&D.
Yeah, it's like there's chaotic.
Neutral,
there's
chaotic.
Neutral.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of like subtle shades that can kind of exist in there.
Yeah.
This might be an attempt at bringing out this element where the fact that
we're not Jedi, we're not Sith, we're Ren.
Yeah,
Kylo was he had to fight the good that he knew was in him.
Yeah,
like I know that Darth
was constantly fighting.
Darth did to an extent, but Darth was just like, all right, just farted out and like, okay, I'm that little goodness passed. but with Kylo,
I hate when you get that goodness build up and you just got to let it pass.
It's really bad. Kylo's like in public.
Kylo's sick helps a lot. Yeah. But no, the fact that, you know, it was so strong in Kylo that he had to make physical attempts to, like, sit down and force that good out of his system and go back into the darkness, it would stand to reason that maybe Snoke, again, stupid fucking name.
We'll just call him Snorkel.
Let's just call him Snorkel.
Snorkel.
You know, or
Supreme Leader Snorkel!
He's got a big, like, bong thing coming out of the top of his head. Like a water smurf.
That's why he's got the scar. He cut it off.
Yeah. I refuse! Take that, Jim Henson. But no, the fact that maybe Snoke is kind of like bringing that third element into the forefront. Mm-hmm. Because that's one thing that's really been lacking from the movies. And, you know, those of us that have read books and didn't touch a boob for many, many years. those of us that know all these subtle intricacies... have been waiting for that introduction because it's like it's always just so black and white. You're either bad or you're good, and there needs to be that third element where, but at the same time, it serves its own purposes. So it'll manipulate the good, it'll manipulate the bad as well.
Yeah.
At the same time, and it's equally good at both. But
well,
it's,
and you can draw power from both light and dark.
Yeah, you know? Which makes it an even more dangerous foe to face.
Yeah.
And I swear, the first time I watched it, I thought that Rey killed Kylo during their lightsaber battle.
I thought she cut his hand off.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, really?
Well, and
another
when,
hand?
Yeah.
He's not a Skywalker, though.
Yeah. Just the entire universe far from
it. So she's going to lose her hand.
There's nothing but just...
But she's going to put a good attachment on.
Oh, Jesus. How dare you? This is like a big like muscle massager.
It's for my back. I swear.
She puts a crystal in it so that it's significant to hers.
She glows blue.
No, a universe far, far away. If you fly there, there's nothing but like disembodied, cut off hands just floating through the fucking galaxy everywhere. God damn it.
With Kylo, I love, and J.J. Abrams actually came out and said, like, I recognized it when I saw it. But J.J. Abrams had to come out and explain why Han Solo died the way he did.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a very powerful end to that character. Like, I think people would have liked to see Han Solo go out in a blaze of glory, but yeah. I thought it was more significant yeah. that his final act is trying to correct the mistake he made with his son.
Yeah.
Which was apparently abandonment.
Yeah.
So you're saying that a smuggler makes a deadbeat dad? How dare you? I know a lot of smugglers that make...
Just this smuggler.
Okay, just this one smuggler.
Yeah.
Clearly he made some wrong choices.
It's not a one-size-fits-all.
I knew, though. I saw it coming.
I did,
too. I'm sure a lot of people saw, a lot of us saw that.
We had the hope that it wasn't going to happen, soon as I saw Kylo hold out his lightsaber, I was like, he's going to kill Han. I was like, there's no doubt about it.
I actually knew before that, when he called out to his son, I knew it was over.
Yeah.
Because you can't face off on a bridge with no handles and expect both people to go.
Yeah. One of you isn't walking away.
You know.
Like, seriously. The Empire couldn't fork out the money, and apparently now the First Order can't fork out money
It's not a New Order thing. It's not a fucking...
it's a service walkway,
a J.J. Abrams thing. The ship...
They didn't have their safety harnesses, right?
No, because the Empire did it, because there's a couple guys in the Death Star laser cannon who activated the laser with no rail. They could have fallen into that pit and been roasted alive.
Well, that's kind of...
What clones are for? God!
Exactly. You know, if you're that stupid...
They're dollar a dozen. Safety tape. Dollar a dozen, all right?
You know why? They didn't want them leaning.
They were budget clones, yeah.
Captain, why is my stormtrooper armor made out of marshmallow? Well, when you get burned alive...
You'll know.
It makes a delicious smell. We're going to make a s'more out of you.
Yeah.
The troopers coming in behind you are made of graham cracker.
And then, wait for the guy.
We're going to sandwich you with the chocolate ones.
Where's the black guy? Where's the... Oh, Finn, there you are. Come over here. I need you for a second.
But, no, I thought it was very powerful that Kylo is telling his father that he's... Like you said, he's being torn apart.
Yeah.
He's fighting this light in him that he clearly doesn't want to have because he's following Snoke's... teachings.
Manipulations, yeah.
He's clearly not going to be a Sith, but he wants to embrace the dark side like his grandfather, which they referenced a bunch of times. But the problem is...
Well, like fucking Jason Voorhees. He's got the fucking head. That's kind of gross.
I don't know that Kylo knows that his grandfather, who he idolizes, turned back to the light.
I'm sure they told him as he was growing up.
Maybe.
I'm sure they did.
Or maybe there's got to be something there that we haven't been explained to us that drew him towards Vader and not the Emperor, as far as going towards
the LARP side, the live action role playing side.
Yeah, all the lightsabers are made of foam. But I think it was very poignant.
Oh, we're at that point in the show where Bryce unbuttons his neck. Yep.
That to let go of the light side.
Mm-hmm.
His act is to kill his father.
Yeah.
Which, oddly enough, is kind of a reverse of what Luke did to save his father. I mean, his father killed his master to come back to the light, saving his son.
Yeah.
And then...
I think it was more... I don't think it was so much... Because Vader knew he was... He'd done some evil shit. And so
I've done some shit.
You can't just go back to the good after that. Like, I think it was more of a, I'm saving Luke. I'm not coming back to the light side.
Yeah,
I'm saving my son's life.
He's doing it for his son.
Yeah, I don't think he was doing it so that he would come back to the good side. He was doing a good act.
He's a Force ghost with Yoda and
Lemmy. And Lemmy, real quick, R.I.P.
I think that the fact that what turned out to be his final act was a completely selfless act is what brought him back to life. And Bryce has given us the wrap-up.
No.
I got to.
We might have to continue this conversation next week.
We'll have part two.
Oh, so maybe a trilogy of shows we could do about this movie, perhaps?
We got enough
time.
Need
six, we need to do six more. We got to do six more. All right.
I think there'll be plenty of that. I do want to hit... Did you see the new Deadpool trailer?
I did.
There's a new Deadpool trailer?
I will show you right after.
Please.
And if you've got a minute, I want to show you the Esquire video that he did.
All right.
It's fucking fantastic.
All right,
fantastic.
So let's do this.
Okay, so we're out of here for a week. We now have the capability to do our music shows, so we will be bringing back our music shows
raise
this month.
Raise a little hell, raise a little hell.
Except for Jim, who won't
hell.
Be there, because we're not going
to We won't tell him when we're doing it.
So we're probably going to have to think of a guest to bring on, too.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll bring Dennis.
Hey, there you go. Or was that one guy that came by a couple times? For the musical shows?
Nick?
Dan?
Nick or Dan?
Nick or Dan.
Both of them.
Both, yeah.
Well, Dan's not allowed. We have some...
Yeah, Nan or Dick. Either way.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.